Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Schools across the country are preparing to start the new term with ongoing COVID restrictions, of course. Already, 140 pupils have begun their first day of secondary school in County Cork. Cláiste Éamon Rís opened its doors to first-year students this morning. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, is there, and we can talk to her now. Emma, I don't know if this is the very first school in the country to reopen after the summer break, but it's certainly one of the first.
Yes, it could well be the first, Brian. Certainly, it's getting earlier and earlier when schools are deciding to open up. And as you said, yes, 140 first years came through the gates here at Cláiste Éamon Rís this morning. Boys and girls, this Christian Brothers school went co-educational 3 years ago, Brian, and it's been hugely successful. Enrollment has taken off. The kids have come from 30 different primary schools. This is obviously very daunting for each individual child here today. They're going to a much bigger, much less intimate setting. But added to that, you have all the COVID restrictions making it an even bigger kind of leap for them. Mask wearing, for instance, these students will not have been obliged to wear masks at primary school, but now they will be. However, when I was speaking to pupils and their parents at the gates this morning, they didn't seem fazed by any of this, really. You'll hear now from two students and their parents, Brianna Delapo and her mum Katrina, and Daniel Colin and his dad Paul.
Are you nervous?
Only a small bit, but mainly really excited.
She loves like being involved in things and getting stuck in, and I think she'll be an asset to here, hopefully.
Hiya, you're starting out in secondary school today. How do you feel about that?
Fantastic. Just a bit nervous, yeah.
Do you know some of the kids in the school already?
Oh yeah, I know a bit of them. Some of my friends from my old school are coming in with me, so yeah.
Does that make it easier?
Yeah, it'll make it much easier, yeah.
Your son here is starting first year in secondary school. They've had a tough time of it, haven't they, of late?
They have had a tough time, and it's great to get them something new, fresh and exciting to look forward to. And he just can't wait to get in and get started, you know. And we're excited too.
Emma, to some extent, and you alluded to it there, there's a bit of class time to be caught up on for, well, not just the first years, but I suppose in this case for the first years who've had a pretty disruptive last couple of years, concluding years to their primary education.
Yes, there is, Brian, and this is something that schools are very concerned about. They're concerned, taking this particular cohort, for instance, they're concerned at their academic readiness for second level. As I said, learning is very different at second level, and these students have had a very disrupted last 2 years at primary. So there's a concern that they're not as well prepared, in many cases, not at the level that they should ordinarily be at to begin. Now, that unfortunately is an intercom going off behind me, one of the vagaries, Brian, of reporting live from a school, but the children here began with an entrance exam this morning, and this school no doubt will be interested in seeing the results of that entrance exam, because anecdotally schools have been telling me that in terms of literacy, in terms of numeracy, they're finding that students are scoring lower than they should be for their age group, and they're concerned, and they're saying that it will take years to catch up and bring all students back up to the levels that they should be at compared to previous years. Now, but on top of that, and directly today, this school, for instance, is really focused on making the students feel comfortable in this new environment. That is uppermost in their minds. And Aaron Wolfe, the principal here, was talking to me about that. You'll hear what he has to say just now.
Social distancing, wearing the masks, and then I'm getting used to the whole new thing of not being in their bubbles, moving around throughout the school. It is difficult for them. But, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
And just a final word, Emma, about those health and safety precautions, air monitors. We know there's a lot of talk about those. What's in place for there and other schools?
Yes, well, air monitors, CO2 monitors are being dispatched to schools this week, the first tranche this week. Another tranche will go in subsequent weeks. Primary schools will get typically between 2 and 20 CO2 monitors each, depending on their size. Secondary schools, 35 monitors per school and upwards, again, depending on size. Now, that is not an immediate concern of a school like this, because Aaron Wolfe was saying, look, the weather is great. We will have the windows open. This school, incidentally, is a 1916's building that was originally designed to combat respiratory diseases such as TB. So it has a very good and very old-fashioned ventilation system throughout the building that many people who went to school in the past decades will be familiar with these kinds of schools. Okay. But it's the winter months that will be the challenge for that.
All right. Emma O'Kelly in Cork, thank you very much for that.